Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, market sentiment is turning bearish as traders brace for the upcoming US jobs report and the expiry of over $4.5 billion in crypto options on Deribit. The derivatives market is favoring put options, reflecting cautious positioning amid compressed open interest and subdued funding rates, which signals a protective stance against potential downturns. Bitcoin remains around $110,000, while the broader index shows a modest decline. In a bold move, Ripple is expanding its RLUSD stablecoin into Africa, with partnerships involving Chipper Cash, Valour, and Yellowcard. This initiative is designed to challenge Tether's USDT dominance across the region, where stablecoins already represent a significant share of transaction volumes. In addition to enhancing payment solutions, Ripple is leveraging RLUSD for social impact projects, such as automated drought and flood insurance in Kenya, showcasing blockchain's ability to solve real-world issues. Solana continues to capture investor attention and outperforms many major cryptocurrencies. The platform's ongoing network upgrades and innovative tokenization projects are drawing institutional investment, positioning Solana as a next-generation Layer 1 network with unmatched transaction finality and scalability. Meanwhile, American Bitcoin, the mining and treasury firm spearheaded by the Trump brothers, experienced dramatic volatility during its Nasdaq debut. Starting with an over 80% surge that triggered multiple trading halts, the stock later corrected while still maintaining significant gains. The firm now plans to raise billions through a stock sale intended to expand its Bitcoin holdings and mining capabilities. Over on the Ethereum front, the staking entry queue has hit a record value of approximately $3.5 billion, with over 800,000 ETH waiting to be staked. This surge follows reduced network fees and robust inflows into ETH treasury initiatives, underscoring renewed investor interest in on-chain yield opportunities. Regulatory strides are also evident as Polymarket receives a no-action letter from the CFTC, clearing the way for it to resume US operations for prediction markets. This marks a turning point for platforms previously sidelined by regulatory hurdles. Adding to the broader macro picture, billionaire Ray Dalio warns that the US could face a debt-fueled crisis, potentially devaluing the dollar and bolstering safe haven assets like Bitcoin and gold. He advises a portfolio allocation of 15% into these assets. Meanwhile, thought leader Chris Brummer insists that clarity and comprehensive disclosure, rather than reckless speed, will drive sustained growth in the crypto space. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.